You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to another episode of the StudyClicks podcast, where you're listening to Nessa and Emer, two sisters, and also two people who work for StudyClicks. This podcast is all about giving you the best tips and tricks, advice on how to get through exams, school, everything to do with that. We have worked with StudyClicks for a while now and have picked up all the best insider knowledge. And yeah, this podcast, if you've listened to us before, is all about that and should get you all set for your exams and to get the best results for you. So this particular episode is quite festive, or not necessarily full of Christmas cheer, but it's based around the Christmas time, the Christmas period. What are we talking about today, Nessa?
Today our episode is going to be on dealing with the Christmas exams, the results that you get from them, and anyone who wants to study over the Christmas holidays. That is pretty much anyone who's doing the junior or the leaving cert. If you want to spend that, or if you want to do well come exam time, we really recommend using that time to study. And we don't want you, obviously, like, there's still holidays, we want you to still relax, but we want to kind of give you a good plan or some good ideas of how you can spend that time efficiently, that you can prepare for the exams and also give yourself the break that you deserve.
Yep. And so this is going to be coming out maybe before some of you have even done your Christmas exams. If you haven't done your exams yet, we actually had a podcast this time last year where we talked about how to do well in your Christmas exam. So we recommend you that you go listen to that one. And yeah, this one then is more so, like Nessa said, for how to deal with your results that you'll get. Either you might have already gotten them or that you'll get pretty soon. And as well, how to study over the break. So we're going to break it up into two parts and we'll start with how to deal with the results, I suppose. Should we?
Yep, that's right. So basically, I know, or I just know from looking at the discussion forums and just seeing the kind of activity from what students are saying, people do tend to freak out over the Christmas exams because, I mean, just the word exams in themselves kind of incite a lot of fear in people. Like, people don't like exams. But it's important to just approach the Christmas exams and the results that you get from them. And they're purely for like a benchmark for you and your teachers to see how you're getting on at this point in the school year. If, like I said, if you're in junior leaving cert, kind of like 6 months to go now, they're like mocks for the mocks, kind of practicing like that. And yeah, basically just not something to make a big deal of. It's not a reflection on you. It's just a reflection on how you're doing so far, kind of a thing.
Yeah. And like, whatever you get, if it wasn't what you were hoping for, or like, I think an experience that a lot of people go through, and definitely what I went through for some of my Christmas exams, especially in the exam years, was it's the first time you sort of realize, oh, okay, now I need to really start, because you're put under this exam. It might be one of the first times that the teachers try to put you under an exam condition and give you a very similar exam to what you would get in the junior leaving cert or the mocks. And it's sort of then that you realize, okay, I need to start doing a bit more work now. That's definitely what happened for me, and I didn't do as well in my Christmas exams in sixth year, and I was like, okay, now is the time to really cop on. And that's fine, like, that's all you should use it for. You shouldn't get knocked too much by a result that's a bit lower than you're expecting. Just use it as a way to try and improve and to know your weak points and to know how much work you need to do from now on. You still have plenty of time. There's no reason to freak out about the results if they didn't go as well for you as you thought they would, because you're thinking, oh God, like, this is a reflection of what it'll be in 6 months' time. It isn't, you know, it's a reflection of what you are now, and it's a great indication of how you can improve. So just try to see it as a positive thing, regardless of the marks that you got, because you can only improve from where you are currently.
Yeah, and you can absolutely use like where you've fallen now. Like we said this on a podcast we had about failure, like failing or like getting stuff wrong is the best way to learn.
Absolutely.
Because so like this is kind of a tool that you can use when, if you're going to be studying over Christmas, is go through your exams if you have them. And this is actually only relevant if you do get your results before Christmas. But if that is the case with you, go through your exam, make a list of all the questions you got wrong, figure out what topics they came under, so that then when you're making a study plan for over Christmas, you can focus on those topics and you can, you know, work on making them stronger.
yeah, just try to change your attitude towards how you're viewing your results. Don't see them as anything too bad. And like a lot of you listening might have even gotten great results. And you'll look back on your Christmas exams. I promise you, you won't remember them. Even regardless of how well you did, you won't remember them. All like the only memories that I have, at least, of the Christmas exams is the kind of crack in the hall. At least in our school, you know, we had like 3 different years because we were small groups. We had 3 or 4 different year groups kind of all sitting in the same hall. It might be a bit different this year because of COVID, but I'm sure the people will be doing it in different rooms and stuff. But sort of like, you know, the excitement coming up towards the end of the very last exam, because you know that like you're almost on your Christmas holidays, everyone's looking around each other in the room kind of making jokes. That's the stuff you remember. Like, do you have any memories?
This is so basic, but like I remember when I was like in first year and it was my very first like Christmas exam. You know, when you're in first year, you take them so seriously.
Yeah.
Like, especially if I don't know if there's any first years listening to this, but like that is like, that's great and all. Don't like freak out about them. It's good to like, if you take stuff seriously, like to, means you like work hard, that's fine. But I remember just like making such a big deal of it because obviously like the first kind of exams coming from primary school, and I remember I got sat beside this like boy in fifth year, and you know when you're 12 and you're sat beside someone who's like 17, they seem like 45 to you, and it's just like oh my god, like it's like a cool boy in fifth year. And at one point he asked me what time it was, and I just remembered that
starstruck.
It's like that thing in like Mean Girls, like on October 3rd he asked me what day it was, and it's just like, it's born 50 or talk to me. It's just insane that I remember that, but I don't remember any of my results. Yeah. And I always remember as well that on like the very last day, because it was like Christmas, and the teachers would like they'd pull up like 3 box of roses and send them down the rows of seats.
That was amazing.
And I always like, I hated being at the very bottom because I was like, there better be pink ones left, or I swear to God.
I can't believe pinks were your favorite. They're the absolute worst.
Are you joking?
I always took the blue one.
But pinks are the best. I would buy a whole box of roses just to eat the pink ones. Anyway.
The point is, coming from our you know, our experience of having done them, it's fine to not be excited about your results or like not feel great about them. But the point we're trying to make across is, don't dwell too much on them, regardless of what they are. They're not going to stay with you forever, and they're not a true reflection of you as a person. So yeah, celebrate if you did well, like great on you. If you did really well in them, that's amazing, and make sure to keep up the good work and don't slack off now just because you feel like you're at a good place. Like there's still a lot of work to do and you still need to keep up that same level. If they didn't go as well for you, then you know, like we said, you know how to improve, and it's not something to dwell on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go enjoy your Christmas. Remove them from your mind and relax. It's been a tough year. If you're listening to this the following year, I'm sure you'll remember the previous year. But, you know, it has been a tough year. And there's definitely Christmas exams, of all things, are definitely not the thing to be getting down over after the year we've had.
Absolutely not. Yeah. It's just like a brief flickering in the chaotic year that 2020 has been. Like, don't take it more seriously than it needs to be taken. Just see them as, like I said, benchmark for your progress. See where you've gone wrong. Learn from the mistakes. Take that on for when you're doing the next set of exams, be that the mocks, and go from there.
Like a quick note. I know some of you might be worried about what your parents think about your results or what your teachers think about your results, and you know, everyone's situation is different, so this mightn't be universal to everyone, but as always, you can only do your best, and as long as you make that point to the people who might be a bit disappointed based on your results, you know, if it's your parents or whoever it might be, let them know. Say, look, I realize what I did wrong here. I'm going to try and improve. I promise that I'm going to be working. I have noticed my weaknesses now and I will work on them. That's the best you can do. And as long as you try to actually follow through with what you're saying, then there's nothing wrong with you whatsoever and you're actually doing a great job. So don't worry about any of that. It would be my advice, and hopefully that works for whoever might be putting you under pressure.
Absolutely. So I suppose we've probably said all that we can about this Christmas exams and how to feel about them, how to approach them. Moving on now to, like we said, this podcast is in two parts. So the next part we want to talk about is studying over Christmas if that's something that you want to do. Now, if you're in Leaving Cert, I would really recommend that you do use this time, the 2 weeks that you have over Christmas, because when you get back after Christmas, the mocks, they really do just come out of nowhere. Like, they come up so quickly. So, And I know I hated it as soon as we got back. Like, we just finished Christmas exams and it was just like, immediately it's like, okay, the mocks, as if like the Christmas exams were nothing. Let's go. And I know a lot of schools actually don't do Christmas exams if they're doing the mocks. We were different. But yeah, it does get annoying because straight in January, people are talking about the mocks straight away. But you'll feel so much better if you have done a little preparation over the Christmas break. So you can do third year, I'd recommend it as well. But like, especially sixth year, I would recommend not completely relaxing and chilling out for the Christmas holidays. Try and do a bit of work, and we're going to talk now about how you can do that in a kind of a nice and manageable way. Like, don't go crazy, obviously.
Yeah, like, definitely. And like I was saying earlier, you know, crazy year, very stressful for a lot of people, even outside of you know, school and all that. So use this time to chill out. A lot of people have probably just had months and months of being a bit overwhelmed and maybe burnt out, and now is the time to just allow your body to relax, allow your brain to relax, just chill out. And like Ness was saying, I wouldn't, especially if you're in an exam year, I wouldn't do 2 weeks of nothing, because it's just a great time to, like, you know, you don't have homework to that's taken up all your time, or you don't have whatever you have usually during the week. You have time that you can catch up on all the things that you have on your plan. So do try to take advantage of the free time, but definitely also relax and go easy on yourself and use the time to recuperate a bit if necessary. If you've had a reasonably fine year and you feel okay, then great. You, like, feel free to put more work on yourself. But I suppose try to base your study timetable over the 2 weeks as much as possible on how you're feeling and how much you feel capable of. Don't put too much on your plate just because you feel, oh, I'm way behind, so I'm going to force myself to do 10 hours a day. Like, that's crazy. Just don't do that. You'll be much better off listening to what your brain and yourself feels capable of, and just working as efficiently as possible as you can with that. Don't try to overdo it just because you feel like you're behind. You'll be fine. Like, don't worry about feeling behind. You still have plenty of time. And in that case, I just think you need to get your study plan and your kind of your schedule into place, you know? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Because we get that question a lot, actually, which is like, how often should I study every day? And people think there's like this magic number that, like, if you study this much every day, that's like the golden number. But yeah, because everyone is different. Everyone learns different. It takes people a various different amount of time to learn things. So don't feel under pressure that if one person is studying for like 6 hours a day during the Christmas exams the Christmas holidays, then you have to do that too. That's not the case at all. It's much more efficient or more beneficial for you in the long run if you just have like a kind of a list of things that you want to study over the holidays, rather than I need to spend this many days or this many hours doing this, because you're ultimately just not actually going to study or take in as much as you really need to.
Yeah, and like, try your best not to compare yourself with other people, because that will be hard. If you have people who are very, or like friends who are very vocal about how much study they're doing, that can be quite a source of stress because you feel like you're not doing enough. You know, exactly like Nessa said, everyone is different and some people require more time or less time, and it is not a reflection on you if you're doing a lot less. That doesn't mean that you're going to do worse or anything like that. Like I just said, you know, it's about finding your own capabilities and trying to stay in tune with that and do as much as your brain feels capable of. And you know, we've mentioned in other podcasts, when you feel like your brain isn't taking anything in anymore, just stop. Even if it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon and you've only done maybe an hour of study and you had planned to do four, but your brain is just not taking anything in, just stop. Try taking a break, come back in 20 minutes and go do something else that doesn't engage your brain at all very much, and start again. Don't freak out about it. Don't worry that you've lost any time, because there's no point. If you're planning to do 4 hours of study but your brain isn't in the mood, then you're just going to have wasted 4 hours of doing nothing because your brain isn't in the mood, you know? So yeah, it's all about trying to get in tune with yourself and recognizing when or when not is a good time for you, or like what suits your particular style of learning, what suits your particular brain and how it wants to learn, because it is different for everyone. And I know that's really hard to just figure out, especially like at a young age, you don't know what necessarily suits you. You're only learning this now about yourself. It will get easier over time, but try to just recognize it if you can at all, and definitely make a plan. Go on to StudyClicks, use our study planner, fill it in for every week, add to it, adjust it, whatever it might be, to make sure that you're organized and that you do have like a to-do list and you have something ahead of you every day. That'll definitely make it a lot easier if you have something on a piece of paper that says, I'm going to do this today. Because if you're just like, oh yeah, I'm going to study tomorrow, but you don't have a plan, especially over the Christmas holidays when everyone else is just eating chocolate and chilling, then you're more than likely not going to do it if you don't have like a specific plan in place. So definitely do get organized, get your study space nice and ready, sit down with a cup of tea, make yourself like, convince yourself that you're in the zone to study, and that'll make it a lot easier. But don't just go into the study mindset without actually having anything planned. You know, that won't be as efficient.
Yeah, you're only going to waste time in the long run if you kind of go in with a very general mindset of, okay, I'm going to sit down to study now. And we've talked about that loads before on the podcast, that whenever you make a plan, you have to be specific. There's no point in saying, oh, study French for an hour. Instead, you should be like, okay, for the first half an hour, I'm going to go through my vocab book. Or maybe like say like the first 10 minutes, I'm going to go through my vocab book. For like 20 minutes, I'm going to practice some of the oral exam. And then whatever, like kind of break it up, have it written down, have that written down on your plan so that you can tick it off as you go along. The we've talked about this before, the buzz that you get off ticking stuff off your to-do list or your planner motivates you to want to keep going, and that's going to be so beneficial to you, especially over Christmas when all you want to do is just lie on the sofa, eat a tin of roses. This podcast has not been sponsored by Cadbury. Definitely, because if you have a plan that you're going to work these days, but then you're going to give yourself these other days off, if you're only kind of a lazy approach to it every day, then you're going to feel like you need to actually do it every day. I find I did that a lot when I was like working freelance, that it was just like, oh, I didn't do enough today, so I have to do it again tomorrow. Whereas if I just worked hard enough the first day, I could have given myself the second day off, kind of a thing. So that's why it's so important to be focused and have that plan.
Yeah, and a big part of it as well, and you know, we say it so often, that the hardest part, and it's super cliche, but the hardest part is just sitting down and doing it for the first 5 minutes, and then you're grand. So I know it'll be really daunting, like it'll be doubly as hard over Christmas because, yeah, everyone's sitting around being lazy, and you know, it's a great time for doing that. And you probably won't want to study, and that's totally fair, but you should still do a bit. But the hardest part will be to just sit down and get the first 5 minutes out of the way. Once you do that, you'll be grand, you'll be in the zone, your brain will be ready for it. So if you are kind of humming and hawing about whether you should do a bit of study, try to think of this podcast, go to your study or wherever you study, sit down and just do 5 minutes. Even if you don't feel like you can do a full hour, just say, fine, I'll just do 5 minutes. And I promise 90% of the time you'll just sit there and be able to do it past the 5 minutes that you promised yourself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We say that loads with motivation. It is just a case of starting, not even thinking about it. Because if you think about it too much, you're just going to get overwhelmed and you're going to feel stressed because you'll be like, oh my God, I have like 7 subjects and I have all these things. Like, just pick one subject, pick one topic and just do it. And you'll feel so much better after it. And another thing to like motivate you is it's just 1 year. Like, I know that just the thought of studying over the Christmas holidays is just... just the thought of studying over the Christmas holiday is so unpleasant. Like, no, that's my relaxing time, that's like watch movies all day time. It's just for this year. You're gonna
think
have
of all the lovely Christmases you'll have in the future,
especially
where you don't have to study.
This is the best year to have a terrible Christmas because it's already terrible. Like, next Christmas is going to be so much better, and you're going to be free, you won't have to study for the next Christmas holidays, hopefully. So think of it that way. It's just this one Christmas, and be fine, and you'll be thankful that you did it.
One thing I suppose that that we could maybe give advice on is what to study over the Christmas holidays. And obviously everyone has different things to study and different subjects, but I do feel like the Christmas holidays, because like I was saying earlier, it's 2 weeks where it's kind of uninterrupted. You don't have teachers giving you homework. Well, you know, you might have had some teachers who were like, oh, do this over the Christmas break, but
yeah,
for the most part you won't have a lot of other things going on, or, you know, like upcoming tests that you have to prepare for, stuff that's kind of, you know, week on, week off, different things happening. So it's sort of like you have more time to focus on things that isn't just revision. Like, I feel like, at least for me, when I was studying, a lot of time the study I did during the week was like, oh, revision, because we have a grammar test coming up, or like, yeah, we have this small essay writing test in the middle of the week, so I'm going to look at essay writing, whatever it might be. So that the weekly study was always kind of like, oh, I'm just organizing my notes that I got this week, putting it into a folder, slightly revising that, revising what I did last week, whatever. It was always just sort of like quick revise, because you wouldn't have time to do anything else. Whereas what I'm saying now with Christmas is that you have a bit of time, you can have a bit of a breather and like get to things that you won't have time to do necessarily when you have shorter bursts of study. So things like maybe practicing your essay writing, that's usually really time consuming and not something that people have time for during the week. So do have a go at that, even if it's just timing yourself, writing out a single paragraph and making sure that you can do a paragraph within 10 minutes or whatever. Things like getting your notes, getting on top of your notes, organizing your folders, making sure they're all in the right place, and adding your own notes. So like writing out your own notes is really, really helpful and like very good for learning, but it's also time consuming, especially if you're the kind of person that likes to be very artsy about it and you know, adding in all the highlights and colors. So now is a really good time to get on top of that, to get ahead on making your own notes and things. Yeah, just try to think of it from that perspective, like try to use the time wisely to do things that are normally a bit more time consuming and are harder to do during the week when you have other stuff going on.
That is so true. I remember being in Leaving Cert being like, I should really process all these essays, but they're so time consuming that you would never do that during a normal school week. So yeah, just try and think of anything like essays or like organizing your notes, anything in the past that you've said, oh, I don't have time for that now. The Christmas holidays is a great time to get that sorted, and then you'll come back to school in the new year and you will just feel top class. You feel so ready.
Especially with the mocks. Yeah, especially with the mocks coming up, because then you're like, you're ready, you're got a head start almost, you know, you have everything in place and you feel more prepared and ready for that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Obviously as well, you know, with if you're in 36 year and you're listening to this, and like we said, the mocks are coming up, it's definitely not a bad idea to be doing as many past questions as possible, because it will be exam conditions. You will be getting an exam paper. So the best thing you can do is to already start practicing those past papers, which of course you can do on StudyClix with much ease. Mock papers as well if you get premium. So definitely, I assume most of our users are StudyClix users anyway, or most of our listeners are StudyClix users. If you are not though, StudyClix.ie, please go check us out. We will change your study life, I promise.
Yeah, that is like a huge thing of like, if there's anything that you do over the Christmas holidays, be it, let it be past exam questions, there. It's never, you're never going to regret doing exam questions, especially when you're facing into the mocks, and those are the exact kind of things that you're going to see anyway. That's what you're preparing for, and do as many of them as you can.
Yes. So to summarize, don't worry too much about your results. You're still a great person and you know how to improve if you did badly. If you did great, well done. Keep up the good work. Do not let your guard down now. To study over the Christmas, definitely let yourself relax. Have a nice time. Go easy on yourself after the hard year we've had. But if you do want to study, and we do recommend you do a bit of study, the important things are to make sure you have a plan, keep organized, just sit down for the first 5 minutes and it'll be easy. Once just motivate yourself by getting the first 5 minutes out of the way and then it'll be fine. Use past papers as much as you can. Use the time that you have to do things such as essay writing or the more time consuming things like writing out notes. And what was the last thing, Nissa? Was that it?
No, I think that's everything. That's exactly everything that we just said. Nicely summarized.
Good. Okay. Well, then we might leave it there. That's probably going to be our last podcast of the year.
Good riddance to 2020, am I right?
Yeah. So we'll be back again in the new year with some more tips. you know, CAO is coming up, things like that, we'll be back to give you all the advice and the ammunition that you need to get through the exams next year. So don't worry, we'll be back and we'll be here for you again.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, if you have any suggestions for the podcast or like people you think would be a great guest for us to interview, we're always looking for that, especially people who are like experts in their subject. Those are the kind of podcasts we'd love to do. And on top of that, if you like this podcast, if you love it even, it'd be amazing if you could give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify or wherever you listen to us. That would be amazing because it helps people see us more. And we just want people to get these. We think these tips are good and we want everyone to see them, so, or to hear them even. So we would be very grateful if you could take the time to do that for us.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And as always, please follow all of our social media platforms. We have some great stuff up there, like funny stuff, tips, competitions, all that kind of stuff. So definitely well worth a follow. Yeah. Nessa can let us know how to do that.
Yeah, so basically we're StudyClicks on everything except Snapchat, which is study_clicks. Make sure you're following us on TikTok. We're still new over there, but there's, like all of our social media platforms, there's a good mix of funny stuff, but also helpful study tips, condensed into, you know, into nice, quick, digestible content. So yeah, make sure you're following us on all of them. Like we said, we're well worth the follow.
Yep. So we'll leave it there. We hope that you have a lovely break. Like we said, go easy on yourselves. Definitely take a break. Do as much study as you can, as you feel like, but don't go crazy either. Do take the chance to unwind and chill out after the crazy year. And yeah, we'll be back again next year.
Bye for now.
Bye.